MTD Radio News. I'm Blake Ovard. In parts of New Mexico and all of Texas, elections were held on Tuesday. In Artesia, Jeffrey Yautsey defeated Terrence Todd, 794 to 777 for mayor. Joseph Wright defeated Nathan Rhino, 143 to 124 for the District 2 council seat, while Alan Bratcher defeated a write-in campaign by Mateo DePorto for the District 3 seat, and Terry Hill won by just 4 votes over Charles Wagner, 214 to 210 for the District 4 seat. In Texas, on the Republican side of the Texas Senate ticket, incumbent Senator John Cornyn will face current Texas Attorney General in a runoff in May to see which will represent the party in the general election against Democrat James Tallarico, who easily won a decisive victory over U.S. Rep. Jasmine Crockett, who recently has been outspoken in her criticism centering on race and seemingly anti-American rhetoric mainstream voters seem to reject. Also in Texas, Nate Sheets defeated three-term incumbent Sid Miller in the GOP primary for Texas Agriculture Commissioner. Don Huffines, a former state senator, won the GOP primary for comptroller, defeating Kelly Hancock, a former state senator from North Richland Hills, who has been serving as acting comptroller since July, and State Rep. Steve Toff defeated incumbent U.S. Representative Dan Crenshaw. Former U.S. Rep. Colin Aldred and Rep. Julie Johnson appear to be headed towards a runoff as well, and embattled U.S. Representative Tony Gonzalez was forced into a runoff with gun rights activist Brandon Herrera. In Lovington on Tuesday night, the mayor and three council members, along with the city manager, animal control, and code compliance, held a town hall meeting to hear from residents regarding the current ordinance about chickens and other fowl within city limits. Currently, the Lovington ordinance does not allow for the keeping of chickens within city limits, but an online poll, along with those attending the packed house meeting, showed about 80% of people are in favor of changing the ordinance to allow chickens. Mayor Robbie Roberts said the council will consider what changes need to be made to the ordinance and announced the city will start holding special work sessions where community members can interact with the council on various topics. The date of the first special session will be announced on the city's Facebook page. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.